brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's the final segment with Michael Bolden of the 10thAmendmentCenter.com. Then we've got McAfee scheduled to be joining us to get into the NSA. But, again, ladies and gentlemen, the federal government is completely run by the globalists who want to bankrupt this country, drive down the wages. I'm all for free market, but you can't have free trade with slave nations like China. You can't do that or you will become bankrupt. You will become impoverished. This is not free market. I don't want to get off into that digressing. It's a libertarian debate, but I think it's pretty much settled. The issue here is, and I don't think anybody ever makes this point, the Democrats are using nullification already to set up their own little empires. What's your take on that, Michael?
Well, I think everybody uses constitutional tools when it advances them, and they ignore it when it doesn't. So these guys are going to do good things when, well, or bad things when it furthers their own interests. That's all we can expect from the Imperial Congress on both sides of the political spectrum. But we're really trying to implement basically what would be a reverse Cloward-Piven strategy. If Kansas says, no, we're not going to participate in federal gun control measures, and California says, we're not going to participate in federal unconstitutional federal drug law measures or the indefinite detention, another state does Obamacare and another state does this, it basically throws it all back on the federal government, and they don't have the manpower to carry out all their stuff. Without us complying, they just can't do it. Even the National Governors Association just last week put out this scare thing about the so-called shutdown, saying, hey, states help the federal government implement what they said, most federal programs. They all know that they rely on us locally and in our states to participate in.
That's right. That's right. Compliant people will be slaves.
Yeah,
I mean, we comply and think that's a free society. No, the government's broken the social contract on purpose. It's time to stop working with them whenever you can.
And this is why Gucciardi should be a hero, really, because he didn't, you know, just bow down and say, don't follow those signs as he drove into the NSA data center there in Utah last week. He said, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to try to exercise my rights to free speech. And he did it to the point where they were going to use violence on him. But this is the type of step that more and more people need to take. If it's just Anthony Gucciardi doing it on his own, we're not going to have freedom. We need to follow that type of courage and have more and more people take that type of action. So as regards to the NSA, the NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water to operate every single day to keep those supercomputers cooled. Well, who's that provided by? A political subdivision of the state of Utah. Well, Utah doesn't have to give them the water. They can turn off the water, and then there's no more NSA data center.
And by the way, folks, we could take over Utah politically. It's already happening. And shut the water off. Because that's not the U.S. government there. That is a globalist crime syndicate setting up a technocratic technocracy.
We don't have to. There's nothing in the Constitution that requires us to help the Fed violate our rights. There, the NSA data center opening up in San Antonio. Well, the electricity is going to be provided by the city of San Antonio. Why does San Antonio have to do that? Turn off the switch. Make it as difficult as possible. Create as many impediments for them to violate.
And by the way, that's what they're doing to us under Cloward and Piven and Agenda 21. They're making it difficult for us and saying they want to make us poor to control us.
Absolutely, but their strategies are very effective. As we see year in and year out, they make it more and more difficult. So we learn from their evil strategies, flip it around on them, just like James Madison advised, and we're going to have a lot of success.
Oh, I agree. Every way you can, without breaking laws or whatever, and of course, individually, do whatever you think's best, folks.
Right.
Sabotage the enemy by not complying, and just speak out. Like, whenever I see aspartame gum, I speak out at the checkout. Whenever I see people that are pregnant, I go over and tell them how deadly vaccines are. I just fight, and know you're winning every time you do it. All right, 10thAmendmentCenter.com. Michael Bolden, thank you so much for your time, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me back on, Alex.
You bet. And good job helping to get AB 351 signed by the governor out there.
Thank you.
At least, you know, they did something good out there.
Once in a while.
Mr. Moonbeam. Well, that's because they think they can just not implement it, but at least it's so they can act like they're still liberals.
Well, we've got the policy, and now we're going to follow up with step two.
That's right. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
About's come true. I don't think he's a liar. You know, this song is really funny. I'm not attacking it. I'm just exposing it. They say that the Christians in this stole the God from the Jews and the Muslims. When Christ obviously came out of Israelite Jewish covenant, Old Testament, into the New Testament. But then as a new covenant for the Gentiles, so you could say stole it from the Jews, which isn't really stealing, but to say the Muslims that came hundreds of years later, and it's also say they follow the same God. Just amazing what these rock star people come up with, the ridiculous anti-Christian stuff. Even though it's a good song. All right, that's enough. We're getting McAfee on the line here, working on getting him on. John McAfee to give us his take on the NSA situation and dark web rising. McAfee founder to launch new NSA killer privacy device. So we'll see what's going on with him. He's been on the show before, but always kettle of fish getting him on. Before I go any further, here are some of the news articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. SEAL Team 6 raids. More war on terror theatrics, getting into all the fake propaganda SEAL Team 6 is ordered to be part of. And the argument is, well, you're in PSYOPs now, so we do lie to the public. Justice Department caught in Amber Alert takedown hoax. That is really big, folks. The Amber Alert still up, still operating for missing children that they've now expanded to anti-gun stuff and things, as I told you they would. It was always set up for that 15 years ago. But the larger issue is that it's still operating. The Justice Department just blocked access to the website. The site's still up, everything. A total fraud. Very important article to show the scams they're involved in up on Infowars.com. They shut it down, just like all the Park Service sites and others. The sites are still there. They just block access to the kids' games and everything else. But the shopping carts, they're still open for the feds to make money. Just everything else is closed. Photos of the Grand Canyon, you name it. Also, leader of former Syrian Communist Party and member of CIA, controlled by SNC, arrested. And that's a story getting into how these terrorist leaders and reported terrorist leaders are really working for the CIA. Also, a very important article by Paul Joseph Watson. Americans more interested, according to Google searches, in Miley Cyrus football than Obamacare or government shutdown. And see, I'd say about half the public doesn't even know what planet they're on. And those are the people that are voting to take our guns, open the borders up, drive down their wages, get double charged for Obamacare. These are the people that Obama's laughing at. And then you've got all the right wingers who are awake now because they don't like Democrats. As soon as a Republican gets in, most of them are going to go back to sleep. And it's time that people not be this gullible and this stupid. Though I've got to say, folks, the average Democrat, I always wonder why Democrats celebrate how smart they are and talk about how high their IQs are and talk about how everybody else is dumb. And it's like a celebration of how smart they are. It's because they know they're dumbed-down, cattle-like, domesticated followers. They know that they have the most pathetic, domesticated, dumbed-down people following them. So, yes, it's true that the intelligentsia of the Democratic Party may have two or three or four degrees and basically usually work for government or for higher education. And then they run around saying everyone else is dumb who doesn't accept what they believe. But it really is a religion. I mean, I was on the New Republic site that's calling for Obama to have a coup d'etat over Congress and blow up the Congress building like Yeltsin did the Duma or the Russian parliament back in 1991. They even show photos of the burning building. And it doesn't say satire on the article. They say that's how Russians handled it. And, of course, that was a group that hadn't been elected. They'd been voted out, so then they were illegitimate. This is the opposite. This is Congress and more diversified, 500-plus people, and they're bucking what Obama's doing and doing a better job. They're still terrible, but overall they're the lesser of two evils. And he's saying, well, this writer is saying, this woman is saying it's time to, you know, take the gloves off. Well, they want him to be like Lincoln and arrest 30-something members of Congress. They want them to shut down members of the news. They want them to arrest members of the press. I'm going to go to your phone calls while we're waiting to line up McAfee. But here's what I'm talking about. When I say they want him to do that, he is doing that. They're persecuting the pastors and priests, saying you'll be arrested if you volunteer off hours and minister to troops. The archdiocese that handles that has gone public with the memo. Do you understand that is Soviet Union right there? That is Soviet Union. That is Soviet Union. These men are employed by the government to ensure that a priest is available when an active duty Catholic chaplain is not present. The Catholics or military bases worldwide are not permitted to work, not even to volunteer. During the shutdown, it is illegal for them to minister on base, and they risk being arrested if they attempt to do so. And this is what the federal government has told them. This is the magnitude of them persecuting thousands of churches, hundreds of pro-life groups, AP reporters, and then here it is in the news today. Why reporters fear Team Obama. New York Post. Here's another one. New York Times reporter, Obama administration, most closed, controlled, freak administration I've ever covered. ATF tries to block whistleblower agents' Fast and Furious book. They're threatening to not let it be published and threatening to arrest people. This is the type of stuff we're talking about here. Okay? Obama advisor. Demand overwhelmed Obamacare. They're lying and saying. I mean, this is the type of tyranny. But then here's the other one I wanted to get into. Looking at the New Republic saying basically attack Congress. They're already attacking Congress. They're already using NSA to blackmail people. They're already persecuting the press and persecuting the clergy and getting right in the middle of the First Amendment and telling Christian charities you're going to pay for abortions. I mean, this is outrageous what we're already putting up with. He's already doing what Lincoln did. But Lincoln didn't go after the clergy. Lincoln didn't say what they could pray. I mean, this is, in many ways, worse than the tyranny that Lincoln was involved in. And I'm not debating whether Lincoln was good or bad. The British stirred the South up. The North was doing some bad trade tactics to them. Both sides were wrong. It was a plan to break the country up. You see, that's full-spectrum analysis, folks. Both sides were wrong. It was Jackson that actually stopped the war the first time. A few decades before, when he was president, between the North and the South, fighting with each other. The point is that it just hit me today, man, this is worse than I even thought, and he's getting away with it, which means even if Obama leaves office later, which he'll probably will, doesn't stage some terror attack, the precedent set to go after whistleblowers and free speech in this country, and we do now have him on the line. After he leaves us, we'll go to your phone calls. John McAfee, of course, doesn't need any introduction, the inventor of the multi-billion dollar anti-virus software, McAfee. And the new article's out on Infowars.com. Dark Web Rising, McAfee founder to launch new NSA privacy device. And I want to get into that with him. We got to go to break in a minute because we're late getting him on. First, I want to ask how he's been doing since he was tried to be set up down there in famously piratical Belize. And then what else has happened since we haven't talked to him in about 4 or 5 months. John, thank you so much for coming on with us, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. I really enjoyed being on your program.
Again, who is McAfee.com? Is that the best website?
That's the best website, sir.
Okay, we're going to break here in a few minutes. Just update us on how you've been doing since you got out of that terror operation down there. I would add, months after you were on, Ryerson plots did come out in the news out of Belize, really boosting your credibility.
Yes, actually, a lot of things have come out. They just got rid of their minister of internal security because he was selling passports to the Koreans and got caught by Interpol. So anyway, I've been doing fine. I've been working on my new project. I'm very alarmed with what's happening in privacy in America and the invasive tactics of the NSA. And I have been working on this device for a number of years. I've accelerated it in the past few months, and we'll have a prototype working in 6 months. It prevents the NSA or any government agency from accessing anything that you wish to do electronically.
Very exciting. Can you give us any tidbits on how it works or the...
Yeah. Basically, it's a little hardware device, which is a communicator. There's no screen on it. You drop it in a pocket, and an application that runs on your iPhone or your Android or whatever device you're using, including laptops and iPads. And it basically turns your telephone into two devices, one which connects to the Internet normally for whatever, and the other which creates a completely secure local web, which is relayed across the world. The local web, there nothing can identify you as where you are, what your name is, so nothing, no ID, even to the hardware device.
So it's a proxy device.
It's a proxy device, but it's a completely secure proxy device. The encryption is something that I personally have developed. The NSA nor any other agency is involved. And that's the problem now. The NSA helped, if you use the word in quotes, every technology company develop their encryption techniques. Well, what idiocy is that? Of course they can break them.
Well, yeah. In fact, I've read about them pressuring people, saying it's a disruptive technology. They don't let them put a back door in it. You're, of course, an expert on this. I couldn't think of a better guest to break down what's happening with the NSA than Mr. McAfee. Who is McAfee.com is the website. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Isn't Wi-Fi great? You can browse the web anywhere. Coffee shops, airports, libraries. But using public Wi-Fi means that people can spy on you. And it's easy as, yep, they can access your data at the touch of a button. Seriously, even your internet service provider can see every website you ever go to. Private internet access has got your back. How? Well, it's kinda nerdy, but to put it simply, spies and companies that track you don't like us one bit. We create an encrypted tunnel so that nobody can spy on you. We also provide IP cloaking, which frees you from geographic restrictions when you're traveling. Register today and disappear online the way it was supposed to be. Go to privateinternetaccess.com right now, because your family's privacy is worth it. That's privateinternetaccess.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, one of the pioneers of internet security worked for NASA, Xerox, then started McAfee. Who is McAfee.com? Well, John agreed to come on our show first, and Joe Rogan second, because he was told by people he trusted that he could trust us. And I got to be honest with you. I mean, I believe most of what he was saying, but it was so wild about the passports and about the certain Arab groups. He even named what groups by name. And then it all came out in the press. He was being accurate later. And all I can say is he's really blessed to be alive. John, this is a short segment. I know you want to get into Obamacare. From what I've seen, it's the legalization of the NSA. It data mines everything. I know you've been writing about that. As an expert, tell us about that. And I can't wait till this device comes out as well.
Well, yeah, the problem with Obamacare, and this is just from a technological standpoint, Alex, is that there is absolutely no security at all. For example, I can create a website, claim to be an agent, and ask, you know, let you log on, and because it's a healthcare system, I can ask you the most intimate questions, and you're going to answer them online. I will then get your Social Security number, your birth date, all the information I need to assume your identity and empty your bank accounts the following day. And yet, there is nothing in this central system that I can go to verify that this is a legitimate website. It's insane. It is insane beyond belief. And I don't know who thought this thing up, but they have to be a complete idiot.
Or they want to bring down the whole ID system and force everyone onto biometrics via brainwaves, which is what Toyota and others are going to.
Well, you know, I don't have a clue about that, but I know that it is the most insecure thing for Americans now. If you're signing up for Obamacare, you have no idea if it's a legitimate website. And I can tell you now, the cost to the consumers, to the American public, in terms of identity theft and their bank accounts being wiped out, is going to be many times the entire cost of the Obamacare program. This is insane.
Sure. My point is they're coming out with cars that start via your brainwave fingerprint. Well, now they're just going to steal the signature of your brainwave or cut your finger off to get into these iPhone 5s. You, as a top security expert for decades, what is the best form of internet security?
You know, common sense is number one, okay? For example, let's use Obamacare. If you're going to be signing up at all, make sure that it's a legitimate site. Number two, never ever give out information that's private to you, even if your own bank calls you and you're sure that it's the same bank. Well, wait a minute, that should be on file with you already. Why are you calling me?
Look at how Academy Sporting Goods always asks for your number, your zip code. Somebody could be listening right there, steal your credit cards, and then use your credit cards with that zip code.
Absolutely. So you just never speak it, you never write it, you never give it to anybody. And if someone's asking you for it, what the hell are they asking you for? Excuse my language. Why are they asking you? This is the problem. You know, we are so gullible, some of us, that we go, well, okay, it's the government, it must be safe. Or, you know, it's my bank calling me, it must be okay. Well, it's very seldom safe. Never give out anything about yourself. Not your home address, not the name of your wife, not the name of your parents, not where you were born, nothing. And if people ask for it, be suspicious. Be really suspicious.
Well, you know how much is, obviously, you know, but for listeners, thieves all over the world now sit with scanners picking up all the cordless phone traffic where you're on the bank giving them all your info. That's how they're stealing all the identities.
Absolutely. It's one of the ways they're stealing it in every sort of way. But now the government is actually one of the hackers in my mind. I mean, they're wanting inside your head. They're wanting to know your intentions. They want to know who you with, who your friends are, why you're friends with them. Something is seriously wrong here. Privacy, in my mind, is one of our unique and inalienable rights, the right to privacy we have lost as American citizens.
We were all brought up in the Soviet Union, 1984, fiction, you know, this nightmare. We're beyond 1984, aren't we, John?
Well, we're way beyond 1984. When it reaches the point that I can be in some remote part of the world calling another friend of mine in some remote part of the world, and our government is capable of listening in. Remember 1984, there were actually safe parts of the world where there was no government spying. Well, that's not the case in this case. No matter where you are, you can be seen, watched, and heard.
But then if I try to go to the NSA or my reporters do, just to ask questions at the front gate, they flip out and act like we're terrorists.
Well, also, you're probably going to get audited.
Well, I mean, it just shows they want all their privacy from us, but we have no privacy.
Absolutely. Ask the government what it's doing, and you become an enemy. Yet you try to keep the government from knowing what you do, then you become the enemy as well. It's like insane. There's no hope in the system until we regain some inalienable rights within our Constitution.
The founding father of Internet security. the founding father of Internet security, John McAfee. You can really say that. He's one of the founding fathers of Internet security and an incredible character to boot. Sir, final segment with you. I want to talk about whatever you're into, what you think's most important, when we come back in just 3 minutes with John.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like I'm satisfied.
You're not in the twilight zone. You're in the New World Order, where the inmates run the asylum. John McAfee is our guest, who is McAfee.com. All right, there's so much going on in the world. Let's get into the NSA. Let's get into the power grab, the panopticon, the technocracy they're trying to build, sir, and how you think culturally we can change this and stop this, and what you think is also most positive about what's happening right now after you cover what's most negative.
I think the first thing I'd like to say is what's needed, Alex, is we need to stop being afraid. For example, it's fear that allowed us to let the government at the end of 9/11 create the Homeland Security, all of the things that getting on the airplane now. You know, I travel a lot, so it's like I get halfway undressed 5 times a week just to travel somewhere so that they can make sure Jesus has called my product, my intended product, a dangerous product, because it will allow the crooks and hackers of the world to not be seen. Well, you know, people also use telephones as, you know, as the criminals use telephones. Can we get rid of telephones?
But the hackers already know all this stuff, so this is for the general public to protect themselves. It's the same argument against guns, saying you can't have a gun, you might hurt somebody. No, I need a gun to protect myself.
Absolutely. And we need a privacy to protect ourselves. And so, of course, well, anything that we build which is positive is going to be used by the criminal elements of society. We can't stop it. They use telephones. They use cars to get away from bank robberies. What do? We take cars away from people? So this is insane. To use this now, this rationale for don't let McAfee build that product because it's dangerous. It's going to let crooks get away with things. Well, it's also going to let me be private, and you be private, and all of us be private. So what do? We sacrifice our privacy for the illusion of safety? There can't be safety without privacy, Alex.
John, are we going to be able to turn this around?
You know, I'm not sure. It's going to depend on all of us, isn't it? I mean, this is still America. We still have the right to vote. And we still have the right to think for ourselves. If we stand up and go, I'm not going to be afraid anymore, and go to that booth and vote these people out, all 100% across the board, and bring in people who say, yes, we've become crazy as a society. We have got to return to sanity. It's up to us, Alex. We have to do something. We can't sit back and let somebody else do it for us. Are we willing to do that? That is the question.
Well, as you know, most great empires and cultures end up committing suicide by madness. Those who the gods would destroy, they first make mad. And we really are collectively, I've talked to a lot of executives, a lot of people, and they say general craziness and self-destructiveness is increasing. Are you seeing that?
Of course it is. I mean, absolutely, across the board. We're becoming a very insane society here. A self-destructive society. It's obvious. Open our eyes to look around you. You see it. I see it. Everybody has to see it. We're closing our eyes to it sometimes because it requires courage to see the truth. Do we have the courage?
Let me ask you this question, because this is what I dread at 3 a.m. in the morning. It's not the smart, evil tyrants we face, because they've got to be dealt with, but the general morass and laziness and dumbed-downness, not of the whole public, but of a sizable 30-40% of people who don't even know what party Obama's in Man on the Street interviews we've done and others have done, but support it, or who don't even know their state capital, who don't even know one branch of government, much less three. But they have this arrogance to them where they don't care, and they politically want to take our guns. They want the state to raise our kids. They are flaming authoritarians posing as so-called liberals when Thomas Jefferson would literally spit on them. And then you've got the fake conservatives that are a bunch of tyrants as well. But I got to say, I've never been a partisan guy. The Democrats, though, are really making their move right now. What do we do as producers when all these stupid parasites that literally can't tie their shoelaces want to run our lives? What do we do about that?
Well, you know, first of all, the reason that many people are indifferent is because it's easy to be indifferent. It's easy not to know what's going on, not to know what party the president is in, because if you don't know, it can't scare you.
That's what my dad said last night.
If you don't know, then you can imagine anything that you want and pretend that that's true. That's what's happened here, and that's what this world has become. We don't want to know many times, because if we know, we have to do something. We don't want to do anything, because doing something is scary. I think that's the fundamental problem. We have to bring a mirror in and let people look at themselves and look at the truth of what's really happening here.
I had dinner with my dad.
I'm not a sociologist. I can build a product, which is what I'm doing, that you can drop in your pocket that's going to give you privacy. But I can't change the way people think, unfortunately.
Sure, no. I mean, I had dinner with my dad last night, and I said, why are they so dumb? Why don't they care? And he said, no, they don't want to know. They're scared. They're delusional, and they want to just be left alone. And I guess what you said is absolutely true. That's it. They think they're protected by not caring, but they're not caring is what's allowing the evil to take over.
Absolutely, and that's the problem here. You know, I mean, you know, I will do anything to help people have the right to protect.
Yeah, well, I'm here to tell you, to all these indifferent people that think they're going to run my life, it's over. We, the working, thinking people, are done with you and all your bureaucrats. What do you make of the persecution of reporters? And they've told priests, if they minister to people on the military base during the shutdown, even if somebody's had a family member die, they will be arrested. I mean, just to see what a tyrant Obama's turned into, he's 1,000 times beyond Nixon. And getting away with all of it, what's next?
You know, I don't know, because what we have is to me, the ultimate nightmare. I never dreamed in 1,000 years that it would come to this. So what's next? My mind can't conceive it, sir.
Wow. Wow. I don't even know what to say anymore. You know, after you leave us in 5 minutes, I know you'll think of something important you wish you would have said, so I always ask this question. What else is on your mind, John, instead of me asking my feeble questions?
Well, you know, what's on my mind now is how I can position my new product so that they'll actually let me build it here in America. You know, as it looks right now, I can assure you the music industry, the movie industry, are going to be radically against it because it means that stealing their stuff is going to be easier. But you know, get a clue. You know, if you're building something, look at the way the world is moving and protect yourself. Don't make me stop producing something that gives us privacy.
You can't have prior constraint.
More difficult.
Yeah. You can't have prior constraint of everybody. Like we can't have privacy because we might do something wrong. That's like saying your house has got to be glass because you might do something with your privacy. This is the essence of authoritarianism. That was my question I actually wanted to ask you, and I'd forgotten to ask. They're going to try to stop you and call it disruptive technology, but there's no way. They can stop you because people really want this unless they kill you.
Well, that's another issue, sir. It's, you know, people call me paranoid. Well, maybe, but you know, I'm still breathing, and I think I have a good reason to be paranoid. I'm always out on the edge doing things that people don't want me to do. The government, I'm sure the government does not want me to do something which is going to make the NSA powerless to get into your life. Well, you know, they're obviously going to try to stop me legally by saying, well, what you're producing is not good. We're not going to let you do it. Well, then I'm going to produce it somewhere else. I'm going to sell it somewhere else. But the technology is coming because people have to have privacy. Without privacy, we have no individuality. We become a machine. I don't want that. You don't want that. And ultimately, the world will look at itself and say, wait a minute, we have gone crazy here, and things will change.
Yeah, for those that don't know, sociologists, anthropologists, psychologists, historians all have found one element that is the most important for freedom and creativity, and that's privacy. Privacy, they don't even fully understand it, but if you don't have privacy, you're a slave. It's a very simple equation. Why is that, John? John McAfee, why do we have to have privacy? Why is it so important?
Because without privacy, sir, because we're humans and because we are imperfect, we get judged. Right? Why do we do certain things in privacy? Well, because, you know, we know that what we're doing here might offend somebody's sensibility somewhere else. What we're doing here, someone may not want us to do because of who knows what, competition, greed, all of the things that humans have. Privacy is our protection against ourselves. All humans have the same thing. We are all, to some extent, greedy. We're all, to some extent, jealous. We are all, to some extent, lustful and all of the other things. And given that fact, privacy is our protection against ourselves. When we can go and do things which really are innocent without people becoming afraid of what we might be doing. And so we all have to have it. It's the necessity of life if we are to be individuals. Now, if we're in some communist state where we all think alike and dress alike and there is no change, well, you don't need privacy. But then there are no people as well. We are robots. The question is do we have the courage to remain human? I don't know. I'm going to do my part.
Well, I want to apologize to you, John. You probably don't even know why. The few times you came on our show first, I was respectful. I was nice to you. But the story was so wild, I was hedging my bets thinking, I know the guy's really smart. You know, he's really successful. I know it's the mainstream media demonizing him, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But I was still, you know, a little sarcastic, a little hesitant. But now seeing everything you talked about coming out and turning out to be true, it's so fantastic. It actually happened the way you said. What an adventure. And now you're saying things that are so profound here on air. I really admire the work you're doing standing up against these tyrants. So I apologize for doubting you.
No need to apologize, Alex. You were actually the kindest of all people to me during that time. You really were. So I thank you again.
Wow. Well, John, if you ever come through Austin, we'd like to get you in studio. In fact, I'd like to do a Skype interview for my Obama Deception 2 on privacy. So talk to your folks when you can get to video Skype and want to do a 10-minute interview. I have a few questions for the film. But as soon as you come out with this device, if we're able to sell it in the U.S., I would like to be a distributor through the Infowars.com network of your product, sir.
Well, it's a done deal, sir.
Wow. Very exciting. Okay, we'll stay in touch. I'll let you go. Anything else you'd like to add, please add it. But please look in your book and tell us the next time you can give us 10 minutes via Skype so I can put you in Obama Deception 2, the film, sir.
All right, I will do that. As soon as I get off the phone, I'll call my people. Thank you very much, Alex.
All right, thank you, John. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Yeah, that guy is amazing. I got to be honest. I mean, I said this on air, too. I mean, it was so fantastic what he was saying. Ryerson, Chinese, he was even saying the names of the Muslim groups that were there getting all this, and that's why they came after him. And then it all came out later that, indeed, just what he said was going on. We even sat on a TV interview with him once for like a month just because I didn't even know if I could air it. It was so wild. And then it turned out it was true. But that guy's just super smart, folks. I mean, you can just hear him. He has that, you know, like a lot smarter than I am. Like I kind of get like that manic. You can tell he's a really smart guy. And just the way he boils down privacy and what it means and why it's so important, I'm really mad at myself because I get this attitude of I don't care if they know what I'm doing. Now, of course, that's their argument. Well, if you don't care, that's on the NSA website. If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. If you're not doing anything wrong, don't worry. It actually says that. That is the essence of tyranny. But then I double down on it and go, I know you crooks are watching me. I know you're raping my privacy. All right, whatever. You know, but still, being macho about it is wrong. I should be doing everything I can to protect my privacy. I should be protecting my security. Like, it's macho that I just strut around in public with no bodyguards, not caring. But I don't even do it on purpose. I really am not afraid. It is wild. Like, I've had, like, police detectives here and FBI people and others going, man, you're crazy to go do the stuff you do, you know, by yourself with no security and all this stuff. And the more I think about it, is I have a responsibility to protect my privacy. I have a responsibility to protect my safety. And I think that's the essence of why America has fallen so far, is that we just think, yeah, so what if you scum are doing that? Or we'll muddle through it. We have to stop just muddling through it and putting up with it. We've got to really take it personal and get off the grid as much as we can. And then when we go interface with the internet, because this is a great tool to fight the globalists, but they're going to try to shut this down. We've got to be creating alternatives. We've got to be trying to be privacy-oriented. We've got to use cash as much as possible. It's not that we've done something wrong. We've got to keep cash alive. Once they get the cashless grid in, they can tax the daylights out of us, track us, control us, and they admit that's their plan. I mean, you can hear McAfee, you know, with bated breath. He's like, I can't believe it's happening. I can't believe it's happening. Because it's really happening. They're really arresting reporters. They're really telling Catholic priests, we'll arrest you if you pray with somebody on military bases. They're really telling volunteers you can't meet with troops off base when they have a family member die. You can't go give a funeral for somebody's family. You can't give military burials. Oh, yeah, they're now telling people. My great uncle had a military burial 2 months ago. They had guys come out and do the 21-gun salute and, you know, do the Army style thing where they walk in with a coffin and fold up the... They're talking about restricting those. And if we catch you in uniform volunteering, it's already volunteered anyways. I mean, it's disgusting what these people get away with and how we've let them walk all over us. I feel dirty. I feel pathetic. That's why so many times people say, oh, you're so great. You're so wonderful. Folks, I am not. It's not that I don't like being complimented. It's okay. It's that I am so upset that I'm not doing enough and that I can't do enough. Yeah, when people tell me how great I am all day, I don't want you to do that. I'm not great, folks. We as a people are great, and we rediscover our greatness and liberty. We've got to go out and fight these people. I mean, I want to go out and stick up bumper stickers all over town to wake people up. I want to go out and confront police running checkpoints. I want to go out and protest at an abortion clinic. I want to go to Fort Hood and walk into a general's office and say, how dare you follow illegal orders to not let people have church now during a government shutdown and tell them it doesn't matter if the priest, in the case of the Catholics, about public, minister to people. This is outrageous. We should be saying outrageous. And, you know, they'll probably put me on some list saying we should go get in the general's face because I'm a terrorist for speaking out. I mean, it's disgusting. Everything good has been listed as terrorism under this fake threat of Al-Qaeda when they run Al-Qaeda publicly. They run the drugs publicly. And again, 95% of the government's not involved in the corruption, but they sit there and stand down and ignore it and are compartmentalized, which makes you complicit. Because here's another big epiphany. This stuff's all out now. And so all of you that work with the system and go along with it, you're now complicit, on record. It's gone way past the point of you being able to deny this and have plausible deniability. And here's another big epiphany. This is the biggest secret yet. I know you already know this in your gut, but we haven't said it. If they get away with all this now, with it being so naked, next they really are going to come arrest everybody and build giant death camps. I really believe that. I've always known it's a possibility. Now I'm sure. We have got the nastiest case of tyranny I've ever seen. God help us.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a man coming round taking names.
There's a man going round taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
I'm going to do overdrive so I can get to Dylan. And and Gary
on your arm,
and Bob and Alan and Barry. I'll at least get to those five calls. Folks listening on channel 244 on XM, Gary and others, we're going to get to you. I appreciate you holding. You get on hold, and I start getting guests on, and then it gets behind, and I apologize. Briefly, it is sponsors that make this broadcast possible, and one of them is simply just so fantastic. And that, of course, my friends, is mypatriotsupply.com/Alex to find their specials. We know the globalists are digging in. I've said repeatedly on the show that they are moving up their endgame. The day is coming when America, as we know it and love it, will be distant memory if they have their way. They want to make us dependent. So the answer is to get prepared. And Patriots everywhere are using the best supplier out there, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. Delicious and easy to prepare, put together by GMO-free crops, storable for up to 25 years, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex to find the specials. And speaking of callers, let's go ahead and go to those right now. Dylan in Italy. I didn't even know you've been holding forever from Italy. I didn't even look at the screen. Dylan, thank you for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Alex. I'd like to talk to you about H.R. 3210, a bill called Pay Our Military Act. It was signed on the 30th of September by President Obama, stating, trying to get the military paid because as of right now, active duty military, the reserves, and the National Guard are no longer going to be paid. It says here that military members cannot be paid for duty performed after the expiration of the current CRA on September 30th.
Yes, I'm familiar with that, and that basically just keeps Obamacare going. It's all deadlock with both sides trying to act like they're the ones that are trying to get the government going. It is Obama that is obstructing. It is the Republicans that are trying to strip out the really criminal stuff in the Obamacare. But what's your overall take on this?
Overall, it's kind of unbelievable. It says here they're going to be paid up until September 30th, and after that, there is no money going to active duty, reserve, or National Guard members.
Yeah, well, Obama says he's going to sign that bill, so that means it's passed. Here it is from Politico. President Obama plans to sign a last-minute bill authorizing paychecks for troops. The Republicans are sending a bunch of, like, tailored bills that they can all agree on. I mean, they're up there actually trying to get that stuff passed. The House passed the bill to ensure the military is paid. It was approved without dissent in the Senate on Monday, a rare bipartisan agreement. What, are Democrats telling you that still hasn't gone through?
I'm not sure who's telling me it exactly, but it says here that, however, there is no Treasury warrant to allow payment.
All right. Well, the issue is the bill was passed a week ago and signed by Obama. So there you go. I appreciate your call. Sounds like more Democratic disinfo to me being put out there, but we'll have to track it. Let's jam in one more before we go to break. Alan in Delaware, welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you again. I want to discuss something here. Are you familiar with UNESCO?
Yes, yes.
The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and cultural.
Yeah, no, that's the global Agenda 21 for education, healthcare, eugenics. That's what Aldous Huxley's brother started as the Director General of UNESCO. That's what our national parks have been signed over to. Our kids have been signed over to it as collateral. Yes, sir. What about it?
And we are absolutely no longer the United States of America. Now, I just got done reading Steve Alton's The Shell Game, talks about oil, the Saudis. What I want to get to is...
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. No, it's true. We're already in the world government. Yep.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.